Lent, a time for confessions of sin. So here goes. I was glad to be away, on an island, away from all the headlines about the coronavirus, away from who is and isn't still in the race for the Democratic nomination, and who is or isn't for or against the same. That's why I've entered my dog in the presidential race. Why not? Pip for President. Check him out on Facebook. Pip for President, a return to kindness. Anyway, I escaped by retreating in a beachfront home on the Emerald Isle of North Carolina, a gift from a generous benefactress who believes in the power of art in religion. You know, that in and of itself is very refreshing. The color of the ocean there is the most amazing blue-green, and the home's 8 big-screen TVs were never turned on. The first day, I slept 9 hours, 10 if you include my nap. When I sleep to the rhythm of Mother Ocean, my heartbeat slows, and I am held deep in the magic of her womb. On my walk one morning, she deposited a thick foam on the sand. It looked like it was made of diamonds and rubies and sapphires as it caught the sun. And maybe it was. Life is strange like that. Nature has lots of secrets, and she works in mysterious ways. The retreat was a special all-female event, and it prepared me for the work that I will do this year. Some of the conversation led to such universal places that I can immediately pour them into a retreat, while other darker discoveries were so personally raw and sacred, they transformed my life. The companionship was delightful, fellow mystics and artists, retreat leaders all. We discussed subjects most people never touch. What does your inner sanctum look like? Let's make a map so it becomes a real place and you can go there for personal retreat. Can you give names to those voices you hear in your head and invite them to important conversations? I tried it. Two of mine, Donna the Diva and Tina Tremblay, had a big conversation, and surprise, they don't get along. This retreat was not a place to be a spiritual sissy. Speaking of not for sissies, I've been studying the words of the Gospel of Mark for a Maundy Thursday service I created called Were You There? There's some serious pain in Mark's story. It's a case study of human betrayal. As the story unfolds, Jesus knows he's going to be betrayed and probably put to death for threatening the political and religious status quo. So he goes to a garden to pray and asks his friends to keep watch. It's a simple request, like, please pray for me when I have surgery, right? Only they can't. What is it with us and our promises? 3 times his buddies fall asleep. 3 times while Jesus is begging for his life, on his knees, they fall asleep. They swear they'll never leave his side, and then they run like hell when the high priest rent-a-cop show up. This story always reminds me that Jesus understands human pain and that I'm not the only one who has known betrayal. I'm afraid we're being betrayed a lot right now by our leadership and the media. Instead of solving problems, our leaders yell insults at each other while pseudo-journalists with perfectly bleached teeth and teased hair shout scary things in our faces and raise our internal panic level to code red day after day. It's exhausting. It doesn't change anything, and that's probably the plan. Lots of people are profiting from the sad state of our status quo. Have you noticed that? People intentionally cowered by fear are easy to manipulate and control. For instance, I'm sick and tired of the panic they're creating over the coronavirus that has killed a mere 4,900 people worldwide as of this morning. Now that's awful, no doubt about it, and death is scary. But guess what? Cancer killed 9.6 million people last year. 17 million people had the disease in 2019. My sister has cancer. Nobody's shouting about that. No panic on the New York Stock Exchange because 9 million people died of cancer. You know why? Because American cancer is good for business. Did you know it's the number one profit area of most hospitals? How sick is that? More big numbers. 9 million people will starve to death this year. Why aren't the newscasters screaming about that? We can fix hunger. We actually have enough food to feed everyone. Check out Bread for the World's ideas about ending hunger. Those ideas are worth screaming about. So I'm tired of panic and fear and hatred. I'm sick of it. Just as in Jesus' day, public panic has reached epic proportions, and it's making us societally stupid. Love made us, and to love we shall return. You know, people think I make this stuff up, but it's biblical, actually. Because love made us, literally from stardust, each of us has more power and influence than we think. Start owning the fact that you are a person of influence. You are made of stardust. What can you do to help love win? That's a question worth contemplating.